Let's sit back down, and hopefully after the service, you'll have a lot of time to talk during lunch.
请大家回坐，我们今天呢，会后还会有时间分享。
And if you really enjoy talking, you can go over to Starbucks, on Roosevelt. Keep talking.
如果有很多话要谈的话，吃完午饭还可以到罗斯福路上的星巴克去继续续摊哦。
I almost think, you know, some of the, in some places and cultures, the church will meet all day, basically. They'll just go hang out, have lunch together.
有些地方的教会他们主日的时候好像一整天大家都在一起啊。
Do they do that in Africa, or do they meet pretty short time for the church?
在非洲
during a Sunday, do they meet kind of all day, spend time together, or just a short time? Oh, okay. So Ghana is more like Europe, huh? In America. I know some countries, they just kind of like a family, spending all day together.
我知道有些国家他们呢，就是聚会完之后，大家都还是一起这边吃饭啊，聊天，然后一整天都在一起。
But I guess since Sunday's a day of rest, you sometimes need rest from other people too, so.
不过礼拜天是休息的日子哦，所以有时候你也需要独处哦。
Now, we're going to look in the scriptures today, and we're still in Matthew.
今天继续来看马太福音。
Before we look at the text, I just want to have you think about something of what is going on during a sermon.
在看这段经文之前，我们先来想。
During a sermon, what is happening?
就是在 happening here in this text.
No, as a what is a sermon? What is? I don't know how to say that.
首先，我要请大家来想一想，我们听讲道的时候是应该怎么来听呢？所谓听讲道到底是什么意思？我们坐在这边听。
Now, where you can see this is in something Jesus did, and it's earlier in his ministry.
我们在耶稣他之前的服事里面可以看见啊。
Now Jesus was teaching a bunch of crowds, and if you remember the situation, he was teaching a huge amount of crowds out in the wilderness, and there wasn't.Everybody was hungry, but there wasn't any store or 7-Eleven they could go to get some food.
在之前啊，耶稣他在旷野教导一大群人啊，那个地方是荒郊野外，也附近也没有什么餐厅可以去吃饭啊。
And so the disciples come up to him. It's getting late in the day, and the disciples say, "Hey, Jesus, you better send them back to town because they're not going to be able to eat out here."
那随着那个天色渐渐变暗啊，这个门徒就来跟耶稣说：“我们最好赶快啊，让他们走吧，因为我们这边也没有东西给他们吃。”
And so Jesus says, "You feed them."
那耶稣就对门徒说：“你们给他们东西吃啊。”
Which the disciples, there are like thousands of people, and the disciples are, they're just 12 disciples, and he says, "You feed them," and they of course have no food to give.
可是他们只有十二个门徒啊，那当时有几千个人在那边，他们手上也没有什么食物可以给他们吃。
So they come up with two fish and five loaves of bread.
所以后来最后好不容易收集到五饼二鱼啊。
It's probably just little buns. It's probably not very big loaves.
可能就是五个小小的圆饼啊。
And so.See, that's what they had to come up with to feed. And then Jesus takes that and multiplies it, and it satisfied and feeds massive crowds of 5,000 people or more.
那他们只能将就用这五饼二鱼来喂饱这五千人。后来耶稣就拿这五饼二鱼就行神迹让把食物变多喂饱了这五千人。
That's what happens when pastors are preaching a sermon.
所以当牧师在讲道的时候也是同样的情形。
And it's also what happens when you are trying to share short testimony or something about your experience with God and who he is to your friends.
当你跟你的朋友分享神在你身上的 作为的时候，也像这样的情况，就是在喂养他们。
Because there is no way what I say it's going to meet your spiritual need. There is no way what you say is going to meet other people's spiritual need, because we can't say it well enough.
因为不管我说什么或你们分享什么，我们都不可能完全来满足听者的属灵上的需要，因为我们是不完全的。
So we just bring what we know and what we have.
所以我们只能就我们所知道的来分享。
And just like in that miracle, Jesus multiplied those loaves and fishes to feed over 5,000 people. He does that. He multiplies our little things we're able to share and uses that to open people's eyes and satisfy their desires and bring them salvation.
我们分享的这短短的话语就好像耶稣他可以用这少少的五饼二鱼他可以把它变多用来祝福满足许多人的属灵需要。
So, when you're getting ready to come hear a sermon, you shouldn't necessarily be thinking, what is the pastor going to bring to you today?
所以当你来听讲道的时候你心里不应该是想说今天牧师要跟我们讲什么。
Because whatever the pastor is going to bring is not enough to satisfy your need.
因为不管牧师跟我们分享什么都不可能完全来满足你心里的需要。
No matter how beautiful, eloquent, skilled they are.
不管他们这牧师有多会讲啊。
What you should be coming when you hear a sermon is, okay, what is Jesus going to feed me today through his Holy Spirit?
所以你来听讲道的时候你心里面要想的是今天耶稣要透过圣灵来给我吃什么喂养我什么灵粮。
Because just like Jesus says, to his disciples, you feed me, you feed them, it's the same. Jesus tells, his servants, the pastors, you feed them, but then really Jesus is the one that's going to multiply it and make it effective.
所以我们的分享就好像那些门徒一样，耶稣对那些门徒说，你拿东西给他们吃，那耶稣他有办法把我们所有的这少少的微薄的话语他能够把它变多来喂养人的需要。
So we're here to be served a feast by Jesus. So let's listen to him as we read the word and think about it.
所以我们来这边是要来享用耶稣为我们准备的大餐哦，所以我们要来听耶稣要告诉我们什么。
We're in Matthew chapter 26.
今天要开马太福音26章。
I see three Bibles left if anyone needs one in the back.
后面还有三本圣经，如果没有圣经的话可以去拿。
Matthew chapter 26 and verses 1 through 16 we're going to read today.
今天要来读马太福音26章1到16节。
Can I have someone to read in English and someone to read in Chinese?
请一位帮我们念英文，一位帮我们念中文。
Okay, Miles, English. Who wants to read in Chinese? Thanks, James. Okay.
Matthew 26, 1 through 16. And this is English Revised Version. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these words, he said unto his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days the Passover cometh, and the Son of Man is delivered up to be crucified. Then were gathered together the chief priests and the elders of the people unto the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. And they took counsel together that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest a tumult arise among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster cruse of exceeding precious ointment, and she poured it upon his head as he sat at meat. But when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But Jesus, perceiving it, said unto them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she poured this ointment upon my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, that also which this woman hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said, What are ye willing to give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they weighed unto him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to deliver him unto them.
Thanks, Miles.
耶稣说完这一切的话，就对门徒说：“你们知道，过两天是逾越节，人子将要被交给人，钉在十字架上。那时，祭司长和民间的长老聚集在大祭司，称为该亚法的院里。大家商议要用诡计拿住耶稣杀他，只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕民间生乱。”耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里。 有一个女人拿着一瓶，拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在她的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，筹济穷人。”耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人。” 和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传福音，也要诉说这女人所行的，做个纪念。当下，十二门徒里有一个称为加略人犹大的，去见祭司长，说：“我把他交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱？”他们就给了他30块钱。
I think in Mandarin it sounds like such a cheap price for being a trader.
好像没多少钱呢。
Sounds like you can't even buy a cup of coffee for that price.
好像连一杯咖啡都买不了。But
it wasn't New Taiwan dollars.
So. 那个30块钱不是新台币啊。Now
I'm not going to preach as long as last week.
今天呢，讲到会比较短一点。We're
actually taking a short time to consider a huge question.
但是我们要讨论的却是一个很重要的问题。Now
do you remember last week Jesus talked about the Son of Man coming in glory?
记不记得上礼拜耶稣，我们的经文谈到耶稣要在荣耀里降临。And
this week we're considering what kind of great king is this?
那这礼拜我们要来思想，那他是怎么样一个伟大的君王呢？And
this kind of great king and who he is kind of goes against our normal human reason.
不，这个伟大的君王跟我们想法很不一样啊。想法里面所谓伟大的君王，这个定义是很不一样。
Now, human reason is more like this.
人的想法是这样的。Now,
I think all of you have a desire that all of you have the same kind of desire I have.
我想在座每个人可能都跟我一样有一个渴望哦。You
want to get rich.
希望可以变得有钱。
Why do you want to get rich?
为什么想要变得有钱?
So we can have our cares dealt with and not struggle and suffer so much in life, basically.
在我们的人生就不用吃那么多苦啊，就可以一切生活的需要都可以满足。
You know, it's not that wealth is can't take away all diseases, but if you have a good doctor, and have enough time to exercise and have good food, you'll stay more healthy.
当然，钱不见得买得到健康，可是你至少可以请好的医生来帮你治疗。Wealth
can bring you a great quality of life.
钱可以改善我们的生活品质。You
don't have to like take buses or subways and hear the noise and get colds. You'll just have your own driver drive you out.
你不用总是要搭公车啊，搭捷运这种大众交通工具哦。你可以有自己的司机开车载你到处走。See,
getting rich is just nice to be able to buy the clothes you want and eat the food you want and choose the place you want to live.
那有钱很好，你可以买你想要的衣服，你想可以吃你想吃的食物，可以住你想住的地方。
And then you can have people to help you and serve you. You can just hire servants.
那你可以请佣人啊，来服侍你。
That's the promise that earning a lot of money and success can bring you.
那如果有钱的话，就可以享受到这些。
Now, some people have given up on earning it themselves, so they play the lottery.
那有些人他们已经放弃了自己赚钱的这个做法，所以他们就去买乐透。
But we all want to come out of suffering into some kind of well-earned, comfortable existence in this life.
我们都很希望这辈子可以不要那么过得那么辛苦，可以过舒服一点。
There are a few people that are born with that kind of existence.
那有些人是出生在有钱人家。
Kings.
像君王。
And great and powerful families.
或者就是有钱有势的家族。
When they're born into the family, they start out with that.
所以如果你生在富贵之家，你一开始就很有钱了。
And what we read last week, you kind of see Jesus starts out like that.
我们从上礼拜的经文可以看见，耶稣他就是出生在一个富贵人家。
And so we come to the text today, and it reveals something really amazing about this Jesus, this great king.
可是这样出生在伟大君王之家的人，他在今天这段经文，我们会发现他做了一件很不可思议的事。
Our last week talks about the Son of Man in glory with angels all around him and nations bowing before him.
上礼拜我们谈到人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临，然后万民都要聚集在他面前。
And if you read other passages in the Bible, it talks about that Jesus had this glory with God the Father from the beginning of time.
如果你读圣经其他经文，你会发现耶稣在整个创世之前他就已经享有这一切的荣耀。
He had all the joys of heaven before even the world was created. That's how long he's had it.
在创世之前，耶稣就享有天上地下一切的荣耀。
So Jesus started out in a place that's greater than even what we're trying to reach in our little plans for our lives.
耶稣他的出生所能够享受的荣耀远比我们世人所能够想象的所能得到的荣耀还大得多。
You want to make some money so you could have it all? Jesus already had it all.
你想要赚很多钱让你可以享尽荣华富贵吗？可是耶稣他从一开始就享有这一切了。
I mean, actually, it's just hard even to imagine talk about the glory I had before the foundation of the world when Jesus prays to the Father. In John 17. It's just so high and great and hard to imagine even what that is. It's so beyond us.
耶稣在约翰福音17章他有讲到说他在没有世界之前他就拥有一切的荣耀，可是我们对这样的荣耀好像还是很难去了解去想象。
The closest you could get is think about in this world the best place to live, the most money you could have, the most fame and adoration you can have.
我想我们唯一能够想办法去想象的就是在这世界上也许是最有钱的人，他可以享尽一切荣华富贵，他住在一个最漂亮的最壮观的一个宫殿里面那样子的景况。
And even if you multiply that by 1,000 times, it still wouldn't approach what Jesus started with before the foundation of the world.
可是你就算把全世界最有钱的人他所享用的一切乘上1000遍，比跟耶稣的所享受的荣耀比起来还是微不足道。
And then what did he do?
可是耶稣却怎么做呢？
It's funny, you see as Jesus teaches his disciples, he talks about his great glory, and then he talks about he's going to be crucified, and that's our text today.
这边真的很奇怪，因为耶稣原来他在跟门徒讲说他享有一切的荣耀，可是到了今天这段经文的时候，他忽然整个画风一转哦，说他要被钉在十字架上。
He started out there. What did he do? He gave it up.
他本是享有一切荣耀，可是他却全部放下。
He gave up all the glory and power, riches and of heaven.
他放下天上一切的荣耀跟财富。
He gave it up and he came to earth.
他放下这一切来到世上。
And he didn't come to earth as the powerful being from heaven. He came to earth and took on human nature.
而且他来到世上的时候并不是以全能君王 的身份出现，而是以人凡人的身份出现。
He took on sickness and weakness.
他、是一个凡人，需要面对、软弱跟疾病。
The ability to, He took on the ability, or you could call it a disability, to face death and to experience death.
他成了一个也要面对死亡的人。
And he, when he was born into this world, into human nature, he was born into a poor family.
而且当他、降世成为凡人的时候，是生在一个贫穷人家。
And he was born into a conquered people.
而且他出生的那个民族是一个被、征服、被压迫的民族。
Like in Africa, there are some people groups that have had to leave their homeland because, and they're just refugees. It's like Jesus was born into a refugee camp almost.
就像在非洲有很多难民，他们必须要远离家园。那耶稣就好像是生下来做难民那样的一个情景。
And this conquered people, the Jews, were ruled by a foreign empire, and there were all kinds of injustices. That's the place he chose to be born into.
那耶稣选择、降生为犹太人，这个犹太人当时受罗马帝国来管制、
And the thing is, Jesus knew this from the start. He knew what he was getting into. He knew what he was leaving behind. He knew what he was coming to, and he still chose to do it.
耶稣很清楚他远、他来到世上要放下什么，要面对什么。他这些他早就知道，可他还是愿意来面对。
And he left, he didn't just leave the glory behind, but he embraced the worst kind of human suffering.
他不只是放下他原先的荣耀，他还要来面对一切不公不义的、苦难。
And he intentionally did this, and he did this, and this is the weirdest thing of all, he did this for some weak, nothing person. He did this for, a great king did this for the lowest in his kingdom.
那真的是很奇怪，他这样一个君王的身份，他却来为这个最卑贱的人来做这样的牺牲。
The lowest slave in any empire on this earth is not so far low as we are from where God, where Jesus was. And this great king did this for the lowest slave.
这位伟大的君王他竟然降生来做那个最卑贱的奴隶哦。
So it seems like,It's just beyond the way we would think or do, really.
我觉得这真的是超乎我们的想象，怎么会有人愿意这样来做？
And he just kept talking about it. Like every time the disciples would start hearing about the greatness of Christ, then he'd tell them, well, this is what the Son of Man came to do, to be crucified and suffer and die.
好像每次耶稣讲完他所想原先所享有的荣耀之后，他画风就一转，说他要被交给人，要被钉在十字架上。
And so that's why after we heard last week in the great judgment at the end of the world when Jesus is in glory, then in verse 1 and 2 of our passage today, he steps aside and talks to his disciples and reminds them what he's here for.
上礼拜那节经文才讲到说，在末日的时候，耶稣将以审判官的身份出现来审判万民，可是到今天这节经文，他整个画风一转，就变成他要被交给人，要死在十字架上。
I'm this great king, but the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man is going to be handed over.
从原先在讲他是君王，结果画风一转，变成逾越节到了，他要被交给人。
So I think you see now how much this goes against our natures and what we strive for on this earth.
从这边可以看出，这跟真的是违反人的本性。人的本性都是要往上走，不是往下走。
You go for wealth and health and ease, right?
都是要追求财富，追求舒服。
I want that too.
我也想要这些。
Let me become independently wealthy so that I can be free to serve without having to worry about support.
那我也很希望我的经济可以独立啊，我就。可以很自由的来侍奉，不用去担心有没有人用奉献来支持我。
If I can just write a Harry Potter type bestseller,
我如果能够写像那个哈利波特这样的畅销书，那该有多好。
But Jesus, as Philippians says, who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to grasp, But he emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant and being found in human likeness. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, death on a cross.
可是呢，在腓立比书二章六到八节有谈到，耶稣他本有神的形象，可是他却不仅抓住自己与神平等的个地位，他反而倒空自己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既然有人的样子，就自甘卑微，顺服自死，而且死在十字架上。
That's in Philippians 2:6-8. If you want to go back and read it.
如果你想要回去再复习一下，就在腓立比书二章六到八节。
So Jesus goes to his disciples and says, the Passover is coming and the Son of Man is going to be handed over.
所以在今天的经文耶稣就跟门徒说、啊、过两天是逾越节人子将被交给人。
It is insanity for a great king to do that, is it not?
一个伟大的君王竟然要做这样的事情实在很不可思议对不对
If you are hearing about what Jesus did, you will not understand it unless you understand two things.
如果你听过耶稣行过那么多神迹，你一定很难明白为什么他要这样做。
You will not understand it unless you understand how horrible and bad your situation of sin is.
可是如果你能够了解自己的、这个罪恶的境况是多么可怜，你就可以了解耶稣为什么这样做。
Because otherwise, there's no need for it.
要不然，如果我们都很好的话，我们就不需要耶稣来为我们这样牺牲。
And you won't understand it unless you understand how serious your sin is, and you won't understand it unless you understand how great Christ's love for you is.
所以你必须要了解自己、的罪多么可恶，也必须要了解基督、的爱多么长阔高深。
Otherwise, it's an insanity of a great king that's lost his marbles.
你必须了解这两点，你才有办法想象耶稣为什么要这样做。要不然，你只会觉得他简直是疯了。一个伟大的君王竟然要这样来面对压迫。
But he didn't make a mistake. He knew what he was getting into. He wasn't deciding just to take a little trip, and he didn't plan on what's going to happen when he gets to the place he's going to. He knew exactly what was coming. That's what we learn from the text today.
可是耶稣所面对一切并不是偶然才发生的，这一切都是他原先就知道的。他还是刻意要来做这样一件事。
And when he came to earth, he embraced weakness, every kind of suffering.
耶稣来到世上，他就面对软弱各样的苦难。
I'll just list a few: weakness, hunger, poverty, loneliness, lack of a home or a place to rest, dishonor, scorn, oppression from governments and betrayal of friends, and of course, death.
他面对的各式各样的苦难，面对软弱、饥饿、贫穷、孤单，他没有一个家，他没有一个休息的地方，他不被尊重，他被讥笑，他受到政府的压迫，他被亲友出卖，还有面对死亡。
Now, if you remember what I just told you, how are you going to understand this unless you understand your sin and love? Today we read two different responses to this kind of great king and what he was doing.
如果你想要了解为什么耶稣肯这样子牺牲，首先当然你要了解自己的罪、罪恶有多么可恶。
How does man respond to someone so great who embraces weakness and suffering and poverty in such a humble circumstance?
可是、人怎么样来回应这样的一个伟大的人呢？他愿意来面对软弱，面对苦难，面对贫穷呢？
You can almost hear the response.
你几乎可以听到他们是怎么样来回应。
Either someone's going to take him seriously or they'll say, Fool! What kind of fool are you? You don't deserve your greatness.
有些人可能会说，你真的是大傻瓜，怎么会放弃那一切荣华富贵？
Now in this passage, we see how...A woman responded, and we see how Judas responded.
在今天这段经文当中，我们可以看见两种人的反应，两个人的反应，一个是那个妇人，另外一个是犹大。
We don't know exactly what Judas was thinking.
我们其实不太清楚犹大心里在想什么。
We don't know if he had some great agenda of Jesus becoming a king, and he was going to be the chief.Premier of Jesus's kingdom.
不知道他是不是 别有什么阴谋，他是不是希望耶稣可以做君王，他就可以做他的宰相。
We don't know if he was looking for power or what was going on in his heart.
不晓得他心里在想什么，是不是要追求权势、权力、地位呢？
But the kind of attitude that Judas fell towards was the response of seeing weakness and showing that weakness scorn and disdain.
可是呢，当犹大看见耶稣的软弱跟他的苦难的时候，他的反应是就鄙视这个耶稣。
It's the what a fool.
觉得说怎么那么傻。
And maybe even when a person sees that greatness embracing weakness, maybe they'll even try to say, well, I'll be your friend, I'll help you not make this stupid decision and try to push you back up.
也许你看到有一个人要放下他一切荣华富贵要来要来面对这样成为软弱的人的时候，也许你如果是他的朋友，你会想要拉他一把，帮助他不要劝他不要这样做。
But the other kind of person looks at it and looks at greatness embracing weakness, and they just see love.
可是另外一种人的反应是，看到这样伟大的人愿意来面对软弱的时候，他们就是看见那个爱。
They see a love beyond any other love.
他们看见这个爱是超过人世间一切的爱。
They see an undeserved love.
这是人所不配得到的爱。
And because they see that love of that great king, they respond with love for him.
那因为他们能够看见这位伟大君王的爱，所以他们就用爱来回应。
There, it's like their eyes are, you know, roaming around, and they see this place of beauty, and their just eyes are fixed on it, and they can't see anything else anymore.
就好像你本来在看别的东西，忽然看见这么美的爱的时候，你就再也没有办法转开你的眼光去看别的东西。
The woman found that Judas didn't.
这个妇人找到了，可是看到了，可是犹大却看不到。
Paul says later, the cross of Christ is foolishness to those who are perishing.
那保罗后面有提到说这个十字架对人来说就好像是愚拙的。
It's foolishness because, again, they don't see their sin.
为什么愚拙呢？因为他们看不见自己的罪。
And then, they can't understand that kind of love for someone else.
他们不能想象怎么会有人能够这样来爱他，爱人。
So they say, first of all, not seeing their sin, they say, I don't need you.
他们这样的人，他看不见自己的罪，他们觉得说，我不需要你。
I can manage things on my own.
我靠自己就可以解决问题。
And then they'll put themselves and say, well, if I were in your place, I wouldn't do things the same way.
甚至会说，如果我是你的话，我才不会放弃这一切。
You're wasting your time.
你根本是在浪费时间。
You're getting too sentimental.
你这样实在是太软弱了。
That's not the way the world works.
这个世界的准则根本不是这样运作的。
People look at the cross and they say foolishness.
所以很多人看着这个十字架子，觉得说很笨。
And they scorn its shame.
就讥笑，就羞辱。
Well, the woman didn't see it that way.
可是今天这段经文的妇人没有这样的反应。
She saw, what kind of great king is this?
她却能够看见这个君王实在很伟大。
Who can do and embrace these things for such a lowly, lowly servant?
她竟然能够放下一切的尊贵来成为那最卑贱的人。
And she saw this great king, this person is exceedingly precious.
所以她可以看出这位伟大君王是一个非常宝贵的
人。And she saw that every little thing she has in her possession is not worth anything compared to how precious this great king is.
他发现他领悟到他所拥有的一切跟这位伟大君王来比都是微不足道的。
And so she took this exceedingly precious perfume she had and just dumped it on Jesus.
所以这个妇人就把她所拥有那一瓶极贵的香膏整个都浇在耶稣身上。
No matter how expensive, just every drop on Jesus because he was so much more precious even than that.
不管那瓶香膏有多么昂贵她就是全部倒在耶稣身上因为耶稣实在太伟大。
It's like saying, I desperately needed you.
她好像是在告诉耶稣说我非常需要你。
I so much needed you, and you have come.
我非常需要你，那你竟然降临了。
I can't give anything to you, but I'll give what I have.
我没有办法给你什么，可是我可以把我所有的都给你。
That's the response of that woman when she saw greatness embrace weakness.
所以当这妇人看见这位伟大的君王竟然成为卑贱的人，她就有这样的反应。
Now if you respond like that, you will be in the presence of many who see foolishness in the cross.
如果你有这样的反应，你会发现你周遭有很多人其实看这十字架是愚拙的。
And everybody, when they saw that woman, she was a nobody.
很多人觉得看见在很多人眼中这个妇人是一个微不足道的人。
And you know, who is she to come up and try to get in with all the big folks talking?
觉得说他是谁啊他算谁老几啊那些大人物在讲话的时候他还跑进来。
And as you look on Christ this way, you will be saying, I'm a nobody, but you love me anyway.
所以你如果用这样的态度来看耶稣你会觉得说你这么伟大我是无名小卒可是你却这样爱我。
And actually, that's the truth. You're a nobody.
其实这是真的啊你确实是什么无名小卒。
And I'm a nobody too.
我也是。
And as you embrace that truth, it's like you're stepping into the light, and you're not afraid to step into the light.
可是如果你能够领悟到这个真理，你就是进入那个亮光当中。
And you're going to stop trying to make yourself look good.
你就不会一直努力要表现出好的一面。
And the only reason, you can feel good about stepping into the light like that and telling the truth about yourself is that you have a great king who still did what he did for you.
那你之所以愿意走出来暴露在光明当中让别人看见你的真面目是因为你已经拥有这位伟大的君王。
And so you will experience the kind of scorn that this woman experienced. You know, people are like, what did you go do that for?
所以你也会像这个妇人一样经历到别人的讥笑那些人就问他说你干嘛这样做
?They thought they had a handle on the way things should work.
那些人觉得说一切要按照他们的步骤来做。
And they thought they were very righteous, you know, hey, we're going to go give it, sell it and give it to the poor.
他们自认为自己是义人呢，很公义的人，想说，我们应该把这一瓶香膏卖掉，拿钱去救济穷人呢。
See, they didn't see their own sin, really.
他们其实看不见自己内心的罪。
But that woman, that nobody, she really had.Was the one that had a grasp on the truth.
可是这个微不足道的妇人却真的能够明白那真理。
And so Jesus takes that opportunity again to say, what she did, it's for preparing for something what I'm going to do. And he reminds them again, he's going to face death and the cross.
耶稣就利用这件事再度来提醒他们，这位妇人这样做是在预备他面对他要面对的那个结局。
And that's a little tiny picture of what Jesus said about if you follow me, you'll experience persecution and suffering.
所以啊，这就像耶稣所讲过的，你如果跟从我，你就要面对逼迫。
I mean, that woman just faced the scorn of the other people at the dinner table.
所以这个妇人呢，就被在场的人讥笑。
But we hold back from...making a public statement of how precious Jesus is, we hold back all the time because we're afraid of little scorn of one little person in the room.
可是呢，我们也，我们常常都不愿意去承认我们要来，接受这位救主，因为我们害怕别人来讥笑我们。
And that's because, again, got to go back and look and see how beautiful, exceedingly precious Jesus is.And you just won't see anything else. You won't be worried about anything else.
所以我们的眼光必须要能够看见耶稣是多么的宝贵，这样我们就不会去在意周遭人一切的讥笑。
Now, if we kind of, if we have this kind of attitude that the woman had, and looking on faith and love to the one who loved her, it'll affect us another way and make us more like Jesus.
如果我们能够像这位妇人那样有单纯的信心跟盼望，能够这样去爱耶稣，我们就能够来接受耶稣。
It'll make us submissive to God when it's His will that we face suffering too.
在我们面对苦难的时候，我们还能够来顺服主。
It was God the Father's will that God the Son leave empty Himself of His glory and face the worst kind of suffering imaginable.
因为上帝的儿子放下一切荣耀来面对最大的苦难，这原是上帝的旨意。
And we can never do that.
可是我们自己是做不到的。
But it is also God the Father's will that even in our level of comfort and glory at the moment, He sometimes wants us to embrace suffering for the sake of Jesus and for the sake of His kingdom.
可是这是上帝的旨意，就像我们在舒适的生活当中有时候要面对苦难，这也是神的他的旨意要来炼尽我们。
And it's in that way in Luke 9:23, Jesus says, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself.And take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
所以路加福音九章二十三节，耶稣就讲到说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
That woman with the perfume, she wasn't ashamed of Jesus.And she didn't try to protect her own pride. She just lost herself for the sake of Jesus.
到香膏的妇人，她并没有以耶稣为耻，她就把自己的所有都献上。
And God calls Christians to do the same thing.
上帝也是呼召我们基督徒把自己所有的全部献上。
And we can also do it not just because of Christ's love.And what we see in him, but because of the glory he's prepared for us.
我们这样做不只是因为我们看见他的爱，也是看见他已经为我们预备的那荣耀。
And because in our suffering, there's a meaning to it. It's not just mindless suffering.
也在我们的受苦当中，是我们的受苦是有意义的。
Jesus' suffering was the greatest meaning of all. It was dealing with people's sin.
耶稣受苦是因为他要来解决世人的罪
，an eternal destiny，
还有解决世人永恒的归宿。
But our suffering in this world has a similar part. God allows us to play a part in that.
可是我们在世上所面对的苦难都是在神的旨意当中，他有他的用意跟目的。
Not to pay for sin，
不是说我们受苦就可以来偿还我们的罪债。
But we suffer to point to other people to who it is that can pay for their sin.
我们受苦是要叫别人能够看见那为我们来偿还我们罪债的那一位。
It's not just in some country that persecutes missionaries, or Christians. It's in every place.
并不是说有些国在那些被迫那些被迫害的基督徒才算是受苦，其实。每一个基督徒都会受苦。
Because the way we respond to any kind of suffering, sickness, scorn, persecution, whatever, is like a sign pointing to Christ if we respond to it in a Christ-like way and embrace it.
我们所面对的苦难，其实包括疾病、别人的讥笑，这些都是我们都可以算是我们所面对的苦难。那我们面对苦难是为了要向人指出那位伟大的君王。
And the joy set for before you is when Jesus comes back on that great terrible judgment day we read about last week.
所以当耶稣在最后呢可怕审判日来临的时候，摆在你面前的将是极大的喜乐。
The joy set before you is you'll stand there.Without fear, and you'll hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come and enter my rest."
到时候你将坦然无惧地站在耶稣面前，听见他对你说：“你做得很好，你是忠心又良善的仆人。”
And it's not just that joy.
但是还不只是这样的喜乐而已。
You will have other people come in and hear the same thing. because of something you've done.
也会有别人一同来分来听你的见证。
You'll have the joy of meeting, in a sense, the best friends in the world.
你会有机会去认识全世界最好的朋友。
And it's not just that joy that's set before you.
可是这喜乐还不止这些。
You have the joy of having a relationship with no barrier to the one who loves you the most.
你还可以跟最爱你的这一位建立一个完全亲密的关系。
And it's in that way that the apostles talk about being able to see the face of Christ, to see him face to face.
所以啊，使徒才会讲到说。那个喜乐就是将来我们可以面对面的来见我们的主。
To see him face to face.
可以面对面来看我们的主。
Without any barrier, nothing between you.
没有两我们两个之间没有任何的拦阻。
That's like the greatest joy of all.
这就是人生最大的喜乐。
But you won't appreciate it unless you know your sin and you know how much you're loved and what Christ did for you.
可是如果你不了解自己的罪不知道不了解基督的爱你就没有办法去体会这些。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, your greatness is beyond us.
主啊求你能够让我们看见你的荣耀。
And so,Your emptying yourself of glory is beyond our understanding.
你啊，为我们自己来倒空自己原有的荣耀，这是超过我们所能了解的。
But Lord, we ask you to help us to have that heart and sight of that woman.
主啊，我们求你能够让我们像那位妇人的心一样。
That you are exceedingly precious.
看出你是多么的宝贵。
And that everything we have is hardly fit to put on your feet.
主啊，我们所拥有的一切真是都不配放在你的脚前。
No matter how much other people consider the things we have as precious.
不管别人觉得那些东西是多么的宝贵，都是微不足道。
And Lord, as we go about and publicly testify to how precious you are,We pray that you would help us to only be able to see you.
主啊，当我们向众人来分享你的伟大时候，求你帮助我们能够定睛仰望你。
And that way, it will take away all our fear.
这样我们就不会有恐惧。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have to leave early at 1 o'clock.
今天要在一点以前离开这个地方。
Because I think they're doing some construction and the electricity is going out at that point.
哦，因为啊，他们到时候要施工，所以会就没有电了。
But we're going to see if we can get in some. Yes. Yes, I know. She was worried I forgot about you guys. We're going to see if we're going to get in two testimonies today.
来看今天能不能有两个人来分享见证。
So I thank you again for this whole month of sitting longer than you normally do.
谢谢大家这一个月来就是坐在这边要坐久一点。
And then also missing out on the question and answer time. If you had some, you can talk to me privately.
然后我们最近也不会有这个问答时间，不过如果有问题还是可以来问我。
Okay, who's are you doing it together? You're going first.
My name is Emily Walker. If you didn't know that,
我叫 Emily Walker.
I grew up in a Christian home.My dad was saved in high school, and my mom became a Christian when she was, I think, in college.
我在一个基督教家庭长大，我爸爸在高中的时候信主，我妈妈好像是在大学的时候信主。
So I grew up hearing about Jesus and about what he did for us, but yet I don't think I really understood it for quite a few years, actually, beyond further than it looked like I understood it.
所以我从小就听到很多耶稣的事情，可是我好像好几年后才真正了解。
When I was 6 years old, was the first time I accepted Christ.
我六岁的时候第一次接受耶稣。
And I remember only really understanding that if I asked Jesus to be my savior, then I wouldn't go to hell when I died.
那我那时候的了解就仅限于说，如果我接受耶稣死了，就不会下地狱。
So it was more like fire insurance than anything else.
所以有点像是保一个火险而已。
When I remember a few years later, when my younger brother began asking questions to my mom about salvation, and she said something about asking forgiveness for your sins, I almost said, Mom, what are you talking about? I have no idea. That's wrong, isn't it?
几年后，我的弟弟开始问我妈妈一些跟这个救恩有关的问题，然后谈到这个罪得赦免，我就觉得你在讲什么啊？我怎么没听过这些？
So I'm not sure exactly when I began to understand that it was also that I had done something wrong and I needed to ask forgiveness from God for what I had done. But it was around 10 years old when I began to realize that Christianity was not just something we did on Sunday mornings, but it was more of a real thing.
不过我大概是到十岁那一年才真正可以了解体会到说我们成为基督徒并不是礼拜天到教会而已。
My older sister and younger brother and I went on a walk and seems like we have a lot of rain stories today, but we got caught in the rain.
有一次我跟我姐姐还有弟弟被雨困住了。
And I remember we were standing under a shelter area at a park and my older sister said, well, maybe we should pray so that we can get home safely and not be soaking wet.
当时我们在公园里面站在有一个屋顶下面，然后我姐姐就说，也许我们应该来祷告，求神来让这个雨停啊。
And I remember being somewhat shocked, like, oh, she actually thinks that stuff is real.
我那时候很惊讶，想说，她竟然相信上帝可以做这种事吗？
So, then I guess fast forward to around the age of 16.
后来到16岁的时候。
And about that time, it was when my family changed churches, and I began to learn a lot more about God. Instead of just a very vague general idea, I began to understand specific things about God and what He had done for us.
到16岁的时候，我父母换了教会，然后我是在那个教会才开始对耶稣有一个很具体的认识。
So though I can't really say I was saved on December 14th, I know that probably around the age 16 is when God really, really changed my heart.
虽然我不能够很确定的说我是在哪一天信主，可是我想我应该是在16岁那一年，上帝真的改变我的心。
I began to desire to read the Bible instead of being something that somebody else told me I should do.
我开始自己想要读圣经，而不是人家叫我读。
And I also began to see that I had victory over sin, like bad habits that I'd had in my life that I'd never been able to overcome before.
那我也才渐渐看出我能够胜过一些坏的习惯，这是我以前做不到的。
So, and I also began to have a desire to memorize the Bible and to pray and to really look for what God had for my own life instead of just accepting whatever everyone else told me I should do.
我也是从那时候才开始真的是喜欢背圣经，然后想要寻求神对我生命的人生的旨意计划。
And then probably the next big thing that God did in my life is when I was 18, I went on a trip to Israel with some friends of ours.
18岁的时候跟一个朋友去以色列玩。
And at that time, I felt like God finally spoke to me and said, this is something that I have for you. He put a very big desire in my heart.
在那个时候，神在我心里面放了一个很大的渴望。
And that's when I began to see that there were people outside America who were also real people and who also needed to know about God's love.
那时候我才真正看见在美国以外还有真正的人存在，他们也需要上帝。
And so I think probably the biggest change in my life and the biggest thing that I'm grateful for is that He's given me a purpose for my existence besides just having as nice of a life as I can.
我觉得我人生最大的改变大概就是在于神让我知道我的人生是有一个目的的。
And I wake up every morning and I think, you know, God has a reason for me to be wherever he's put me at. And I can be happy in that.
我每天早上起来就知道说神今天把我摆在个地方是有他的目的的。
So, that's all.
My name is Brooks Walker.
我是 Brooks Walker.
And my story isn't completely dislike Emily's. It's not unlike Emily's.
Not like her.
It's not very different.
不一样。我的见证其实跟 Emily 的大同小异啊。
I also grew up in a very conservative Christian home.
我也是在一个很保守的基督教家庭长大。
I grew up Brethren, which means my church was very conservative and very biblically based.
我那个教会是弟兄会的教会，也就是非常完全照圣经来做的教会，教导的教会。
I went to Sunday school, you know, every week.
每个礼拜我都上主日学。
20 minutes of singing.
会有20个分钟唱诗歌。
A 25-minute Bible lesson.
然后再25分钟来听圣经的课。
Every morning from 7:30 to 8:30, we had communion.
然后
every morning?
Every Sunday morning.
每个礼拜、每个主日早上七点半到八点半，我们都会领圣餐。
And every Sunday morning, I would partake of communion.
那每个主日早上我都会来领圣餐。
And had no real understanding of just how serious, I guess, it was. But I thought, hey, I'm in a Christian family.
那时候其实对信仰并没有真正的认识啊。那可是我只是想说，哎，我在基督教家庭长大的嘛。
Well, one Sunday, I was in Sunday school class, and our teacher was just telling us the gospel story and then told us about the seriousness of sin.And how if we don't correct it through accepting Jesus' gift on the cross, we will go to hell.
那有一个主日上主日学的时候，老师就跟我们讲说，我们的罪是很可恶的。如果我们没有来解决这个罪的问题，将来就会下地狱。我们这个罪是要靠耶稣，信靠耶稣为我们十字架上才能解决。
And of course, I knew what hell was. It was a lake with lots of fire.
那我当然知道地狱就是一个火湖嘛，有很多火。
And that's not where I would want to go as a 7-year-old, so.
那我当时七岁，我当然不会想去那种地方。
So I went into my parents' bedroom when I went home and I prayed the prayer.
所以我回家以后就做了决志祷告。
Now, the prayer has a couple different versions, but number one,You confess that you're a sinner.
那第一点呢，就是你承认自己是罪人。
And number two, you say, I believe in God.
第二点，你说我相信上帝。
And Jesus.
还有耶稣。
And number three, you say, I'm really sorry.
就说哦，我真的很抱歉。
And I don't want to go to hell.
我不想下地狱。
So, and then life went on from normal, but I kept asking myself, you know, am I really saved? You know, not really questions about is there a God and this kind of thing, but more like, what if God didn't accept my prayer and what if I'm not really a Christian?
那接下来就是生活还是照旧，那我不会去怀疑上帝的存在，可是我的怀疑主要是我真的有得救吗？上帝真的有听了我那个决志祷告吗？
So I think God recognized my prayer, but he realized that he wantedTo make sure that I knew, Brooks, you need to go a little bit farther than that. You need to actually make a dedication to change your life so that you show it in your actions.
So your faith
has works too.
我想上帝是听了那个祷告，可是他要我进一步的用我的行为来证明我确实是相信了他。
So I had these doubts, but they weren't strong enough to make me change anything in how I lived.
那我心里面是有这些疑问，可是我还是没有足够的动力哦，让我来真正改变我的行为。
So, when I was 12 or 13, my family decided to move to a different church.
所以我是二三岁的时候，家里的人决定换教会。
And it was just a more open style of worship, more open with a really good youth program.
那个教会, 整个敬拜的方式比较 自由比较开放一点，然后有很好的这个青少年事工。
So the youth program was divided into small groups where I was in junior high at that time. So small groups where they had maybe five leaders and then groups of four or five people.
那那个青少年事工都是分小组的方式，可能四五个人一组。那当时是在读国中。
And these small groups, we really became good friends.
我们在小组里面，小组员就
And my leader, he was very, he was just very good at asking the right questions.
我的小组长他很懂得问问题。Just
to make sure that we weren't just, you know, trying to be cool and living our life like probably most junior hires live their lives.
所以他只是要确定我们真的是了解这些真理，而不只是好像跟
You know, trying to be the coolest person.
只是做一个很酷的，在学校做一个很酷的学生。
Yeah, so about that time, my grandpa gave everyone in my family a challenge to read through the Bible in a year, half a year, or 3 months. And the prize, go ahead.
那时候我爷爷就给我们家里的孩子一个挑战哦，挑战我们利用一年、半年或三个月读完整本圣经。
The prize was if anyone could do it in 3 months, they would make $75.
那是有奖金的哦，如果你三个月就可以读完圣经哦，就有75块美金。
And so I took out my Life Application Study Bible.
我就拿出我的圣经来。
And I read through the Bible, the whole thing, in 3 months.
我就用三个月时间把圣经全部读一遍。
And when I finished, I think something happened. I just felt like it was real to me.
那我读完以后，心里面内心起的变化，我忽然觉得这个信仰是活生生的东西。
And I wanted to do something about it.
就想要采取一些行动。
And I told my neighbor friends, Colton and Kyle, about the gospel. You know, something I wouldn't even think of doing before.
那后来我就跟我的邻居一个朋友分享福音哦，这是我以前根本想也不会想做的。
And just through reading the Bible all the way through from start to finish, I feel like God answered my doubts and made me believe it.
我觉得光是那个经验，把圣经从头到尾读一遍，上帝就利用这个经验来回答我心中的疑问。
So my youth group at church, we went on a winter retreat for about 3 days.
后来我们的小组就是去参加一个退休三天的退休会。
And the whole 3 days, we were listening to sermons, two a day.
两三天的时间都在听讲道。
And the challenge was, throughout the retreat, was desiring God.
那个退休会的主题是渴望神。
Yeah, just wanting to love God and communicate with God.
渴望来爱神，来跟神交谈。
So, and we had small group meetings after each sermon. So one night,
每一次啊，听完讲道，我们就会有小组的聚会。那有一天晚上呢，
one night we got together with our small group, and our small group leader just asked us what we thought about what had happened.
在小组里面，那个小组长就问我们啊，你们听的有什么感想？
Right. Like in the sermon. And what he had said. So I just realized, wait, I should really make up to God. We should talk about it right now, and I should make a dedication to really live my life for God.
当时我就觉得我必须要在这个时候把自己献给神。So
I just prayed that God, when I was seven, I went halfway, and I confessed my sins. I want to do that again.
所以我七岁的时候做那个决志祷告，只是好像 并不是全心全意的一个祷告，那所以我后来就重新来把自己献给神。But
now I just want to rededicate my life to you.
所以我跟神说，我现在要重新来委身于你。So
that's pretty much it, and a lot has happened since then. Ups and downs through high school.
然后来就是这样，高中的时候起起伏伏。I
went off the path a little bit when I went to college for 1 year in Tennessee.
在田纳西州上了一年的大学课程。
Yeah, just it was a hard time at college. I actually went to jail for one night. Which is an interesting story.
那时候有些生活有些难关，我甚至有在那个监狱里面看守所里面待了一个晚上。Yeah,
basically I broke a window in a junkyard of a car. So anyways, long story.
因为我在垃圾场那边打破一辆车子的车窗。I
played baseball in college.
我大学的时候打棒球。And
not many of the baseball players at this Christian school were actually Christians.
那其实很少有基督徒打棒球，是不是？
So I struggled through that because I realized that I wasn't a strong enough Christian to live my life without good Christian influence around me.
那时候对我来说是蛮困难的一个考验哦，因为我觉得我自己没有足够的影响力。
So I felt I was weak.
我觉得自己是很软弱的基督徒。
So I decided to transfer back home for a few different reasons at that point.
我就决定转学回我的家乡哦，是有几个原因。
Home is Chicago.
就是在芝加哥。
So I went to school there and graduated. But I also did it because it was a little bit cheaper. I had some friends up there, great church, and my wife-to-be was up in Chicago too.
那时候回芝加哥，因为那边有好学校，然后有教会在那里，然后有好朋友都在那里，然后也是在那边认识我太太。
So Emily's was a good friend of mine from late high school, and we just really liked each other and just decided that as soon as I finished college, we would get married.
跟Emily在高中的时候就是好朋友，后来大学毕业之后，我们就决定结婚。Emily's
had a vision for overseas missions for a long time.
那Emily她对于海外宣教，她有一个的意向已经在她心里面很多年了。And
I wanted to do something, but I wasn't quite sure what.
那我是很想做什么，可是不太清楚应该做什么。So
we decided to get married and then come to Taiwan because we thought, hey, we should try it for a year and see what happens.
所以我们结婚之后就决定来台湾，觉得至少我们试试看一年，看怎么样。And
then God blessed us with a baby.
然后神就祝福我们，给我们一个baby。
And he blessed us with a good church family.
Yeah, 祝福我们，给我们一个很好的教会家庭。
And most of all, I think he's just really blessed that step of faith by drawing Emily and I closer together as a couple.
最重要的是，我觉得是他让我们夫妻的感情更好。And
so I'm looking forward to see what God does next.
所以我很期待看神下一步要在我们身上成就什么。But
whenever those doubts creep into my mind,
不过每次当我心里面又有疑问浮现的时候,
I just try to go back to scripture and remember just some of the verses that I've memorized and that I've been taught from a very young child.
我就会回到圣经去看我从小就学习就去背诵的那些经文。
And John 3:16,
约翰福音3:16,
you know, for God so loved the world,
神爱世人,
that he gave his only son,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
that whoever believes in him,
叫, 叫一切信他的,
should not perish, should not die,
不至灭亡,
but will have eternal life.
反得永生,
and that's one promise from Scripture.
这是从,
and so I truly believe I believe in Jesus.
这是圣经给我们的一个应许, 所以我真正相信我已经信了耶稣。
Yeah, and the other one is Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death.
那另外一节在, 罗马书6:23节, 因为罪的工价就是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life.
对, 唯有上帝的恩赐是永生。
And the Bible also says, if you call upon the name of the Lord,
圣经也告诉我们, 凡呼求主名的,
and you confess your sins,
凡你认你自己的罪的,
and you will be saved.
就必得救。
And it makes very clear that Jesus is the only way to do that in John 14:6.
从约翰福音14:6节，我们可以看出，唯有透过耶稣，我们才能够得救。
Where it says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father is through me."
他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So the Bible's very clear, and that's what I need to go back to whenever I have any doubts.
圣经讲得非常清楚，所以我每次有什么疑问，我就是回来看圣经。
That's my story.
这就是我的见证。